Hey, old man, do you know who I am?
Hey, I know who you are.
You know who I am?
Yes, I do. You're the champ of the world, man. I waited my whole life to meet the champ.
You right. I am the champ. What's my name?
And the old man looked up and said,
Joe Louis.
That is the great Roy Firestone, whom we welcome to the program now, journalist, sports commentator. Hi, Roy.
Hey, Drew. You know, I do want to finish that little story, though, if I could for a minute, and I'll put it in perspective. This was at a fundraiser that I was performing at. I'm doing another one tonight, by the way, for Blind Children's Center at the Riviera Country Club. Little plug there, but for good cause.
Okay.
This was for Parkinson, and I did a story about an old man talking to Ali in a nursing home who thought Ali was Joe Louis. And everyone started panicking at that moment when he said Joe Louis, and everyone tried to correct the old man. And Ali turned, and I'll never forget it, Drew. He said, don't you ever correct an old man. He said, if he thinks that he met the champ, and in his mind, the champ was Joe Louis, then I am proud to be Joe Louis today.
Yeah.
Because, he said, we always have to remember everyone's dignity. Now, to me, I do that story, and I've done that story for 15 years. It happened to me back in 1975. My first job in television was interviewing Muhammad Ali, and that was the same week when that happened.
Your first job in television was interviewing Muhammad Ali?
The first interview ever.
Crazy thing to have to contend with.
I experienced the real story, and then I retell it in that Parkinson's fundraiser back in the early 90s, and we raised $5 million, not because of me, believe me, for Muhammad Ali in 20 minutes for Parkinson's. So that story is very emblematic to me, Drew, of what Ali was. Yes, he was a showman. Yes, he was a bit of a clown. Yes, he was an athlete. He was brash. He was outrageous. He was all those things before any athlete ever was. But deep down, and this is why people love him even after they have loathed him early in the 60s, they realized the man was a man of heart and love. He truly was that.
Well, tell about the loathing part. That's a piece of history that we don't really recall.
Well, of course, you go back to him being a conscientious objector in 1965, and he was found guilty of refusing the draft. He lost 3.5 years of his career, and people portrayed him as a traitor, as a coward. People hated him. The racists hated him outright because he was bold and brash and egotistical, or so they thought. But then when it was overturned after 3.5 years and he could return, by the way, he lost, by today's standards, millions and millions of dollars in revenue as a fighter. He couldn't fight for 3.5 years. They stripped him of his title. People came around because they realized that he wasn't a coward, that he wasn't a traitor, that he was standing up indeed for some of the very values that we fight for in this country, is to speak out. Remember also, Drew, around 65, 64, 63, black people were getting killed for speaking up. Everybody from Medgar Evers to Malcolm X to Fred Hampton to, of course, Martin Luther King. So Ali never was afraid to speak up in an extremely difficult time to speak up. So all of these things made him, to me, not just the most famous athlete of my time and of all time in my estimation, but one of the greatest Americans I've ever known, and I think he should be remembered as a great, great, great American citizen and a great American hero.
There is a part of the story that people also forget is the transition from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And that was the other thing, I think, that created some, bad press.
Let me also step back for a second and tell you that I grew up in Miami Beach, Florida, the week of February of 1964. Check this out. The Beatles come to Miami the same week as Cassius Clay was going to fight Sonny Liston. This is the same week. Can you imagine what the media coverage was like that week in Miami Beach? And the famous picture where then Cassius Clay is knocking out the four Beatles in the ring. Everyone's seen those pictures. That photo was taken about a quarter of a mile from my house up to Fifth Street Gym in Miami Beach. So after he beats Liston, which is one of the most shocking upsets in the history of any sport, the next day he decides he's going to change his name to Muhammad Ali because he thought Cassius Clay was a slave name. And like Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali wanted to derive his roots as an African-American.